Well, the weather this year has already been a doozy for much of our fellow producers throughout the country. And now USDA meteorologist Brad Ribby gives us a peek into the advanced U.S. weather forecast.
Just the overwhelming number of models here, more than two dozen, we head back into neutral territory during the spring and early summer months. There may be some lingering atmospheric impacts for a few more months, but as we head further into summer, the effects of La Nina should wane.
Yes, you can cheer, as Rippey told attendees at the recent Ag Outlook Forum that La Nina weather conditions should dissipate, resulting in a warm March with still some lingering dryness in the lower southeast. However, for the summer months,
by this time, La Nina, June, July, August, really is going to be fading away and being a smaller influence. If it's a little bit on the cooler side in some of these areas that were so hot last summer, that would be a welcome change.
It certainly will for growers who could experience a weather pattern that will be
cooler but certainly wetter across the south. So we may have a different face in the south this summer. Last year, historic drought, record-setting heat. This year, quite possibly somewhat wetter. And that would be good news for Florida and the lower southeast.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.